Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Well, they both led the province of Ontario as premier once upon a time. They took Ontario in very different directions and left it in very different places when they moved on to private life. But now David Peterson and Mike Harris, who led the Common Sense Revolution, will be sharing their days in office space together at the powerhouse Bay Street law firm Castles Brock, of which David Peterson is chairman. It was announced today that Peterson has lured Mike Harris from Goodman's, where he was serving as a strategic advisor to clients. He'll now serve in a similar role alongside Peterson, who is with me by phone, to describe how political opponents can make such good business partnerships.
You know, I think there's some truth in that. The other reality, though, I think, John, is politics is a little more vicious today than it was when Mike and I were there. You know, in spite of our being on different sides of the House, we were good friends. Throughout all that, we ran against each other. But you know, subsequent to that, we played golf and maintained a friendship. And even though we're very different in a lot of ways, we have lots in common.
Yeah, I don't know if that surprises people or not, who have kind of watched that sparring that takes place in the political arena, or whether it matters, frankly, at this stage of life.
Well, John, some people look at this askance and say, "How can you put up with someone from the other side of the fence?" But I have a basic view of this. And, you know, I don't hate somebody for their politics any more than I do for their religion or their color or their language. You know, and I think you have to put it in that context. These are part of the differences that make the fabric of society even stronger.
And is Canada that much different? I mean, I'm assuming it is. My perception is Canada is way more tolerant of political opponents than the States. You know, you've got a Republican or a Democrat down there. And here, the partisanship lasts for a while, but it doesn't really, work its way into personal lives.
Well, you tend to, particularly if you've been First Minister, once you get out of politics, you tend to be less partisan. I mean, I have been involved in all sorts of things with political leaders, the Peter Lougheeds of the world and NDP premiers and others, finding common cause. But politics tends to accentuate the differences. And really, when you get out, you find you have much, much more in common than you do that divides you.
What role does a former premier play in such a law firm?
Well, Mike has a very large experience in government and in business. And he will be a strategic advisor to a number of clients that will find that his advice very worthwhile. So we're thrilled to have him, and I'm frankly happy to be working with Michael.
And I guess on the masthead, two former premiers is better than one.
Well, are you saying we should get some more? There's a lot of old premiers kicking around. Maybe we can find some more.
There might be one out of Newfoundland come soon, too.
I'm not going to speculate, John. That's your job.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.